DW. The 77%.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where the survival of your marriage or relationship depends on your ability to bear children? Kike Rilindis in Cameroon knows what it feels like.
I will cry. I will look at myself and say, God, how am I different from these women who are pregnant out there?
We also hear from a man who testifies that in Africa, a man cannot be infertile.
And we're supposed to know that in African traditional beliefs, the men are never infertile.
Unbelievable, right? But is that a misconception or a fact? A medical doctor will tell us more.
Men do have infertility issues, and men do usually present with problems of oligospermia, low sperm count.
This is the 77% show. You can already see it's going to be a heated and interesting debate. Feel free to share your thoughts on our Facebook page, DW Africa. A study by the World Health Organization shows that one in every four couples in developing countries had been found to be affected by infertility. The same study reveals that both men and women can experience this medical condition. But why do women bear the burden more? Let's head straight away to Yaoundé, the capital city of Cameroon, where DW's Moki Edwin Kinzeka is standing by with his guest. This is going to be very interesting. Take a listen.
Good day, Bon, and welcome to Yaoundé in Cameroon for the 77% show. We shall be discussing this very sensitive issue in Africa that has to do with infertility, which is destroying many homes. In Africa, some cultures have always placed the burden on women, but medical officers say it can also be the problem of the man. What is the take the young people in Africa have about this? That is what we shall be discussing with Ernest Akufo, who is traditionalist from Awin in the northwest region of Cameroon. Ernest Akufo, you are welcome.
Thank you very much, Muki, and I want to say hi to Mimi Mefo. It's nice being on this program today.
We also have Kekia Rulindis, a teacher in Yaoundé, and she shall be talking about her own experience.
Edwin Muki, it's a pleasure to have all of you here, and I want to talk about my experience, which has not been so easy.
We also have Dr. Chia Divine. He's a general practitioner who has been receiving patients and people who have infertility problems. Doctor, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mr. Moki Edwin. Of course, infertility is quite an issue in gynecological practice and also in an African context where the absence of a child in the home is a common cause of frustration.
We have Nalionge Maximilianos Ewoko, who is a young man and is helping younger ones in Cameroon through training. Ewoko, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Moki. Mosi, this is a very interesting topic to mold the minds of the youth.
Let's start with Kekia Rulindis. She's a teacher, she's a young person, and she went through this ordeal. Can you tell us your personal story?
I got married, and for close to 2 years, I would get pregnant, would go to the doctor. The doctor would diagnose me, would say, I am pregnant, yes, but the pregnancy was not well formed. So I saw myself going through these 2 years. It was like 10 years or 20 years, because the family members, the in-laws especially, look at me like one witch who was not able to get children at all. They'll accuse me of having sold my womb. I will cry. I will look at myself. I say, God, how am I different from these women who are pregnant out there?
Now, what was the reaction of your husband when you were going through this? Was he also under pressure, maybe to send you out of your home?
No. I really thank God for my husband. He stood by me, even though the pressure was there. But you know, at the back of my mind, I was saying, this man, are you sure he's speaking the truth? Will he not be bought over?
Nalionge Maximilianos Ewoko, you're a young man. When you listen to a story like this, what do you draw as lessons?
Getting this story, I get a lesson of perseverance, a lesson of endurance, making sure that irrespective of what our African cultures depict, like the importance of a child in a home, the man and the woman both have a role to play. There might be a delay. A delay is not a denial.
We still have two guests with us in the studio. Ernest Akufo, who is traditionalist from the Awin chiefdom in Santa in the northwest region. Why is it that traditionally, when a couple gets married, you who promote the African cultures, you want a baby immediately.
You see, on the day the parents are handing over to your husband, they will tell you, we need a boy, a girl, or twins. So when it's not forthcoming, there are always problems. And we're supposed to know that in African traditional beliefs, the men are never infertile. We always know that it is the women who are infertile.
Why do you think that a man cannot be infertile? I mean, you as traditional leaders.
There are some markets in our village we used to call Njumba Market.
What is the meaning of Njumba?
Njumba here means a cut-shaped market, wherein men who, although they don't proclaim openly that they're infertile, give up their wives. You permit me say that. These are some things which taboos, which people never knew. And then the women who knew that their men were not potent, they get to their best friends.
Let's get this point very clear. Men were believed not to be infertile because they arranged with other men to protect themselves in order not for the community to be aware that they are infertile.
That is the reason that why you hear they say in the African society, men are never infertile. When he knows, he will never say it openly, but arrange with one of his best friends. When you get to some of the societies today, you discover the children in some compounds, they very much resemble the neighbor or somebody somewhere. You begin to ask yourself, but where is the rapprochement between these two families?
You are listening to the 77% is coming your way from Yaoundé in Cameroon, and the topic is on infertility that is destroying many homes. Dr. Chia Divine, you are a general practitioner, you are a young Cameroonian, and you've been observing this. The issue is that men always blame women. Can a man be infertile?
Of course, some men are infertile. First of all, infertility is the inability to achieve a clinical pregnancy after 12 months or more of trying. You can imagine 13 to 15% of couples present with infertility. You're having primary infertility for couples that have never conceived, and you're also having secondary infertility for couples that have had one or two children and we don't do calls that searching with no success. Most of the times we receive women because men never think they're having problems. So most of the time you're in hospital, you see a woman coming in for complaints of infertility. It's then that we'll counsel her, we'll always request for her to go and bring in the man. 30% of the problems are usually from the woman, then 20% from the man, 40% for both the man and the woman, and 10% are unexplained. So men do have infertility issues, and men do usually present with problems of oligospermia, low sperm count. So also for the woman, also have tubal infertility.
You are talking in a context where we are in Africa, and the traditional beliefs are very strong. Can you relate to us when you tell a man that the problem is from you, not from your wife or from your girlfriend? What is always the reaction?
Mr. Moki, it's usually a very big challenge when you tell a man that he's not able to fertilize a woman. Most of the time, men do not accept it. The man will tell you not to let the wife know about it, because men usually find it's very degrading for a man to tell him he cannot be able to father a child.
I see Akufo wants to ask to what you
said. Yes, I like the medical doctor. He's getting to the cutship market, because you say the men will not want you to tell the wife that he is impotent. And consequently, the man now, for fear that he may not have authority, because in African traditional society, children are authority. So that's what pushes some of the men. They keep pushing the wife to the best friend, and then the friend to understand. But it's very, very difficult nowadays, because the man to whom you're pushing the wife should use it insultively.
Okay, Kia, when you are having this problem, madam, you are telling us that your husband accepted and so on. Would you have accepted if your husband went out and said, since madam is not having a child now, let me try elsewhere?
But I will not accept that type of thing. You know, when we had that problem, we went to see the gynecologist, and every time the gynecologist would tell us, Mr. Emmanuel, go and make love to your wife.
Not to another woman.
Does he have another wife? He has only me. I'm the only wife. So you wanted that you should go and make love to who? I'm the one he's supposed to make love to.
Thanks for your testimony. Yes, Maximilian, what do you add before going out to concluding?
Yes, just to add, this topic is so close to unsafe abortion practices we have today in our society. Because youths think that they can do anything. Sex today has become water or juice to the youth. Where they think it is an active, sex is a sacred, it's a divine activity. But today they think that it's something something that you can play around with. And when pregnancy comes, oh, what is there? I just go and kick it out. Or the issue of pills. You have effects of pills or all the things that have come now to prevent people from being pregnant. Because the right time will come that you might want to be pregnant, but that pregnancy does not come.
Yeah, doctor, can you confirm, where do you factor in God when it comes to becoming pregnant, scientifically speaking?
The whole idea of conception is a divine process. It's really a divine process from the fertilization process to the implantation. If you take time to study that, you really see that it's a miracle, actually.
Mimi, you just heard our guest here. It's been hot out here because everybody has their own idea. Some confirming the fact that it is normally an African issue. When you get married, you must have children. And some saying that children actually come from God and couples could stay without their children. We are handing back to you. And when we come back, we shall have our conclusions.
We will definitely continue with that interesting debate shortly. But before that, let's head to Rwanda, where the stigma that comes with failure to have children has broken up homes and affected many people's mental health. From Kigali, Nasra Bishumba recounts the ordeals of some of the victims.
Like all the others in Africa, the Rwandan culture considers a family as a unit of man, woman, and children. Failure or delays in conceiving means that the couple must endure a lot of pressure, as many people will openly ask questions regarding why there are delays. 39-year-old Antoinette Makuta knows this pressure all too well. In her 5-year childless marriage, she was constantly harassed, ridiculed, and insulted by her husband's family that blamed her for failing to give him children.
I started asking God to at least get me pregnant, and then I miscarry so that I can prove to my mother-in-law and sisters-in-law that I am capable of being pregnant. At one point, they started bringing in other women to encourage him to marry someone else. All this time, my husband chose not to react.
After 8 years of this harassment, a family friend connected her to a doctor who determined that she had a serious hormonal imbalance problem and put her on medication. Today, Makuta is a mother of two. Another case is that of 42-year-old Alice Musaniwabo, who says that her husband's family alienated her. She also suffered from depression when her work colleagues started openly gossiping about her failure to have children. What they didn't know, and what both her and her husband couldn't reveal, was that the failure to have children was due to his low sperm count.
Many hurtful words were said. At work, my colleagues related my failure to have children to my work.
After seeking medical help, Musaniwabo and her husband are now parents to two boys. Dr. Eugene Goga is a gynecologist at Kanombe Military Hospital. He says that the challenges regarding infertility among couples can be fixed early and fast enough if blame was not involved.
There are people who approach us with issues related to blocked tubes, and we operate on them, and this issue is fixed. When everything else fails, we go the technology way and use the IVF method.
Although some patients may be interested in conceiving through IVF, many of them are still unable to afford the $5,000 fee.
Thank you so much, Nasra, for that great piece and testimonies. According to statistics, childlessness is a global issue. In the United States, for instance, almost 1 in 5 women remained childless in early 2000, and the number has dropped over the years. While in France and Sweden, these countries have 2 of the lowest rates of childlessness in Europe. The phenomenon is, however, higher among British men than women, according to statistics. So how can the stigma and constant blame on women be broken? And what can couples do when they cannot bear children within a particular time frame? Let's head back to Cameroon, where Moki Edwin Kinzeka and his panelists are on standby. Hello, Moki.
Thank you very much, Mimi. For let's start with our traditionalist here, Ernest Akufo. Do you think that some of these African traditional practices that blame a woman for the inability to have children should be abandoned because science is proving that men can also not have children?
That is really correct. Any culture or tradition that doesn't evolve is forced to die. Men have accepted openly that they can equally have that problem. Because the more they want to leave the blame on the woman, you see, it has made it that some women have become flirtatious. Because they know that even if I get it from where, he will just know that it's but normal, it is child. The repugnant aspects of our culture and tradition should be shaded.
And doctor, what do you think should be done? Are there certain things that people can do to avoid this type of unwanted situations tomorrow?
I would like to urge all of our young men and women out there to live safe life, because many of the causes of infertility stem from previous experiences. Maybe in a man, it could be from exposure, from toxins, alcohol, smoking. So those are practices that within long run, you can become sterile. Also for a woman, young girls nowadays, they practice abortion. These are things that within a long time can lead you to infertility.
What do you think should be done now? What is the take-home message?
The youth of today, in this 21st century, they should stay away from sexually deviated issues. They should stay away from the abuse of drugs and excess alcohol consumption. They should stay away from the excessive use of pills and make sure that whatever thing they do, they should get into that African cultural aspect of the morality of a girl child, the morality of a boy child will become a woman.
And what about the couples, young couples who now don't have children? Should they keep on trying or they should let go?
The young couples who don't have children, the only thing I can say is they cannot let go. That is equally the challenge of matrimony. They make sure they follow the advice of medical practitioners, then follow the divine order, which is looking unto God. Hope is hope.
KK Arulindis, at the end of it, you are now a mother. How many children do you have?
2 boys, 2 girls.
Great news there.
I have told God to stop giving me the children. I don't want them to say. I have told God, please bless those other women who need children. I needed children and you gave them to me. Now, Lord, have mercy on those ones who need children. Sisters-in-law, brothers-in-law, please don't ill-treat them. I have children today. I thank God, and they love me. All these in-laws, they love me so much now.
So the children got the love.
Do I know? I don't know how to explain it. But the love is just too much that I just marvel at what God can do. I just want to encourage our women and the men to go to the hospital. God has blessed us with good gynecologists. Go let them do a follow-up of both the woman and the man. It is not always the problem of a woman.
Last word now to the doctor.
Infertility, like I say, though a challenging problem, is quite treatable. For the woman, we always try to look at the psychological aspect, because most of the women presenting with infertility are mostly faced with a huge psychological burden. So we try to give her hope. In as much as also there's also a financial aspect, because going through the different tests and these things are quite challenging. Medicine is so advanced nowadays, you're having different, ranging from artificial insemination, in vitro fertilization, different other aspects of assisted reproductive technology, seemingly hopeless situations that have been followed up and they eventually achieve pregnancy. Infertility has a male cause and a female cause. So when couples are facing any infertility, the man should always know that he can be of the problem and the woman can maybe one having the problem. The women that have their first children in marriage after 6 to 8 years, even 10 years.
And that is the way we saw it on this sensitive topic on infertility in Africa and the consequences, because it is separating families and making husband and wife who love themselves before getting married, making them to be enemies instead. I am Moki Edwin Kinzeka in Yaoundé. Over to you, Bon. Over to you, Mimi Mefo.
Thank you so much, Moki, for that very, very interesting debate. We also appreciate those who share their thoughts on our Facebook page, DW Africa, like Hamisu Suleiman, who reacted saying that, yes, it happens at times when somebody's wife fails to conceive, people would start criticizing her, which is not her fault. We also have this reaction from Bitu Samaila, who says that infertility is a global issue and the stigmatization that comes with it cuts across all the continents. Thank you so much for your comments. We appreciate you all. This music you are listening to is titled Daylight Comes by Adam Jason. And we can only hope that daylight comes to couples who are looking for the fruit of the womb. We wish you all the best. That would be all for this week's 77% show on DW Africa. You can also catch up with other interesting topics on our YouTube page at youtube.com/DW Africa. Until next time, my name is Mimi Mefo. Goodbye for now.